Welcome back, everybody. I am Buddy the Rat, and here is more of my non-canon story. This is Chapter 19, The Mysterious Two Lives of Gus the Rat. My next day at work was easily the most awkward time I've ever had there. I would go so far as to say it was more awkward than when I blew up the car with the forklift. Every time I was anywhere in the vicinity of Gus, I was at a loss as to what I should say or do. In front of the other rats at the shipping yard, he was going around bragging about this hot pink bat he fucked the other night. He was very descriptive and extraordinarily lewd in all of his details. All the other rats asked him questions about it. They were jealous. They couldn't figure out how Gus did it. They also had no reason to disbelieve anything he said because he kept pointing to me for proof.
Yeah, Buddy hooked me up, actually. Convinced her to contact me, and then she proved how much of a slut she was for a big rat like me. After she got a load of my dick, she lost her fucking mind with lust. Isn't that right, Buddy?
I was less angry when it was happening in person. Now it was just really awkward for me. I remember barely being able to squeak out a, yeah. But just look at the facts. Gus fucking knew what was happening. He knew I knew what was going on, and he just didn't care. He didn't care because he held all the cards. Nobody would ever know that Gus, the biggest, baddest rat in the shipping yard, was an A pretending to be a B. As the day went on, it got easier. I kept feeling like I should bring it up or something, but there was never a moment that felt right. He might have felt the same way about me. There were a few times he looked at me in a decidedly insecure fashion, but he always yanked it away before he did anything with it. And as time went by, nothing ever really happened at all. To this day, Gus has kept his secret, and he probably always will. That night, as I lay in my bed, I began to wonder about things, about people. I guess people aren't always what they seem to be. It was something I was not personally used to. I like telling people about the way I am. Everyone there knew I was a man whore. They constantly made jokes about it, but they all respected the fact that I was so open. Sure, it made me feel kind of low on the totem pole, but at least I wasn't ignored. But Gus. Gus wasn't at all what he was making himself out to be. From how Camilla explained it, he was a very pleasant, kind, and even generous rat. He even cooked for her, something I have never done for anyone. He did everything he could to get her affection. I'm always just there for the lust. I have to admit that I didn't like it, but it was not really my business. I feel like Gus would have been better off just being honest, but he had taken the lies too far. If he admitted to it now, the other rats would tear him apart. No. Gus would keep his secrets. I then began to think about Camilla. Was she everything she claimed to be? Yeah, she was. She was far too obvious about it. She was clearly a sentimental A looking for a selfish piece of shit B. She also sounded like she had a really boring life and was using me to make it exciting. To be fair, it was kind of working for the both of us. The hookup I found for her was a rabbit named Lonnie. He was a femboy, which, by and large, are mostly always gay. He was listed as bisexual in his profile, though, and he didn't have any particular mention as to what he was actually looking for. His pictures were cute, though. He had some in which he was wearing women's clothing, and even lipstick. I thought this might make for a fun experiment, so I handed him over to Camilla. As promised, she picked out a bat for me. His name was Leto. And I could have sworn I had seen his profile before. Here is the best part. He was listed as almost exclusively oral. He also apologized in his profile for being kind of creepy, but he promised that he was safe and just wanted to suck dicks. I liked that. I initially contacted him through text, but he quickly wanted to call me. Hello? I greeted somewhat nervously. Leto returned in a fashion that made my hackles rise. I was really hoping you'd contact me. I've been looking at your profile for a while. Lines like that always made it a little easier. I was interested because you're a bat and like oral. I love getting my dick sucked. He did this a lot, apparently.
Can I come see you? I want to suck your dick so much.
My place is really messy.
I don't care. I'll lick your ass out too if you want.
Ding! We have a winner! All right, sure. Sounds like a plan. I told him where my apartment was, and we arranged a meetup. So began the next 4 days of my life. Ever heard of this Leto guy? Feel like I've seen him in other places. Anyhow, I have been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.